لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، سلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters, in this Friday afternoon, after passing the holy month of Ramadan and the celebration of Eid, in the very first Jum'ah, I advise myself and invite all of you to follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice obedience of Allah. We have taken a provision during the holy month of Ramadan, and now is the time that we can use that provision. It depends that how much provision somebody has taken, how much training that we have gone through, that now we can stand against the inner shaitan and outer shaitan. Now is the time that we can judge ourselves easily, that how many awards really we had during the holy month of Ramadan. Because when you get out of the practice of training and then you start functioning, at that time you realize that where were the mistakes, where you haven't been able to focus on, what are the issues. It's important that we need to analyze on ourselves. We analyze on everything but ourselves. And important is that we need to analyze on ourselves sometimes. Focusing on ourselves, it's going to give us opportunity to develop in our life. Today, with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are starting surah which is with two names, Surah Ad-Dahr and Suratul Insan. Because of the name of Insan, it's important we need to look at this surah. What is the most important message in this surah? Ad-Dahr, there are various meanings for that. Sometimes it's been said time, period, and also it is used as a duration. And Ad-Dahr, a whole world, that can be also said in the meaning of Ad-Dahr, the time of this world. Al-Insan, of course, it's known, and there are reasons that these two names are being mentioned. One, that Ad-Dahr is also been used in this surah, And Al-Insan is also being used in this surah. So both names are being used in the surah. That is why this surah is called as Surah Al-Insan. This surah has the Sha'an Nuzul, the event of revelation. It's narrated that two children of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim as-salam, have become sick. And because of the fever, Prophet, peace be upon him, comes to the house of Ahlul Bayt asking about the children. And then he advised, Prophet, peace be upon him, advised that we all need to make another vow and take an oath before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if both children become well, we will fast for 3 days. So this advice was given by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and of course there is a lesson for us that Holy Prophet advises his family. So sometimes we need to see that, is that really practical? Because he is not advising ordinary people, he's advising Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. That means this remedy, it can be one of the best remedies. Sometime we make another that I'm gonna fast. If I am relieved, then I'm gonna fast. So this is what Prophet had advised. And the day when Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, they fasted, on that day they did not have anything to break the fast. And it is narrated that Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam went out asking from somebody to give some loan. And he went to Shamun, one of the Jews. So it seems that the relation between Muslims and the Jews, they were very good relations. And that is how they were taking, actually, sometimes if loans and establishing good relations. So there were not the time that they had been enemies. The personality like Amir al-Mu'mineen goes and asking for some loan. So he took loan and he comes back, and then he bought some wheat and came back home. And then it is narrated that personality that had cooked the bread, that is the personality who is the center within Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, a central point, center of the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. Of course, this cooking, how blessed that cooking is, that is being cooked by the hands, that is personality, infallible personality. This bread, it must be very special bread. It is important than the bread of the paradise, because she is Lady of the Paradise, Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, Sayyidatu Nisa'il Ahlil Jannah. She cooked that. And after cooking, when they got ready for iftar, at that time, and the very first day, somebody comes, a poor person, on the door, asking for the food. And she stepped in the beginning. If you look at all the narrations, none of the narrations says that Holy Prophet stepped in the beginning, or Amir al-Mu'mineen stepped in the beginning, but she stepped in the beginning, and she took the bread, and she gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, they followed the footsteps of Fatima to Zahra salamu alayhi. So that is how she becomes example. In this part of event, she becomes an example. She is an uswa. That Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, they followed from this uswa. And so days passed, all these 3 days, and the same event, sometimes a needy person, sometimes a poor person, and another time a prisoner came asking for the food, and she offered every single day. And that is how this surah was revealed. So event of revelation for Surah Ad-Dahr or Surah Insan, that is being mentioned in Ahadith. Very first surah The very first ayah about Surah Insan, it starts with a question, but not a real question. So there are certain types of questions that we ask. Sometimes we want to shake the mind of somebody, and we want to raise this question that somebody can realize. In order to have a complete realization, we raise a question. For example, sometime mother says to the child, "Didn't I feed you?" Or father says, "Didn't I raise you?" So it does not mean that he wants to ask a question. He wanted to actually shake the mind that the person can realize. Similarly, we said, "How many favors did I have for you?" So that means that he can understand and remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also raises questions in various forms in order that we can realize. He does not want to ask from anybody, and he does not need to ask anybody, but he knows about everything. He's Alim and Hakim, knower of everything. Alimun ala kulli shay. Everything is known before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he says, "Hal ata ala al insani حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا." That has there not been over man a long period of time when he was nothing and not even mentioned? It's very important that sometimes mankind needs to be reminded about their past. They need to be reminded what you were being. If we are not reminded, then we will become proud. We will become arrogant. We will violate. But when they are reminded about their foundation, about their basis, then they will come to themselves and they will start thinking. So this verse, it actually provokes thought, that one can think about that, reflect about yourself. And this must be the benefit of reading Quran. When we read Quran, at that time we need to read that for ourselves. Hal ata ala al-insan. So I should put myself in this place. Hal ata ala al-insan heenum min ad-dahr. Wasn't there a time? Lam yakun shay'an madhkura. So there are various meanings that have been said when Quran has used lam yakun shay'an madhkura, that he was nothing but not important to be mentioned. Once we can say that insan was existing but was not to be mentioned. And another time we can say that it was in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was muqaddar, and destiny of human being was known. It was in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but was not something that can be mentioned. So we had times that we have not been, and we had the time when we were not in the position to be mentioned. Lam yakun shay'an madhkura. And Allah made us that we can be mentioned. We can be something. He provided us opportunity. In the hadith from fifth Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam, Imam translated like this. He said that al-insanu kana shay'an. The existence was there, but lam yakun madhkura, but it was not something that can be mentioned. So it was not something that could be mentioned. And also sixth Imam, he says that it was in the knowledge and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had a will to create human being. Allah had knowledge about that, but lam yakun shay'an madhkura, but it was not something that could be mentioned at that time. Then he gave existence to the mankind. But this is great message for human that he needs to reflect and think about its existence, about the process of existence. When we think about the process of existence according to Quran, according to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be able to realize ourselves. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity that we can think and reflect through Quran. We can make Quran as a glass to look at our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can understand Quran. We can follow the path of Quran. May Allah forgive our sins in the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worships during the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah give us opportunity we can continue on the path of Ramadan. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. As we just came out of the practice of holy month of Ramadan, there were many achievements, but one of the achievements that we have during the month of Ramadan, that is our brotherhood, our relation, our bonding during the month of Ramadan. Socially, we become closer to one another. We like to give services to one another. We have sympathy about other mu'mineen. And that is one of the most important qualities that needs to be carried out. We like to offer food, for example, during the month of Ramadan. We like to give iftar to those people. We like to give up. If this is something, it was being said, you need to be trained that you can continue during the year. It should not be something that we do that in holy month of Ramadan and close the doors. That has to be something that we carry during the whole year, and we keep giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We keep being humble for other mu'mineen, mu'minat, and keep establishing those bonding and friendship and brotherhood between mu'mineen that we can really benefit through the holy month of Ramadan. After the holy month of Ramadan, one of the weeks that is being commemorated in mu'mineen in all over the world, that is a day on the 8th of Shawwal, a day to commemorate the destruction of holy shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Although the name was being called as Day of Baqi, but it was not only destruction of Baqi, but that was the day that they started from Jannatul Mu'alla. They destroyed in Makkah many of the holy shrines, and then they continued to the Medina, and they destroyed the holy shrines in the city of Medina. And it was not only limited to that, but they continued attacking on the holy city of Karbala, destroying the shrine of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein and looting the properties from this place as well. So there were many crimes that were committed after this ruling that was being given by Ali Saud. And that is also not limited. You can see that today there are people, those who claiming that they would like to destroy, and they attacked on the shrine of Askariyan, Imam Ali Naqi and Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam. And they destroyed, they bombed this place, and if it is possible, they would destroy every shrine. In the recent history, they have destroyed not only the houses of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, but the grave and shrine of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the prophets of Allah. They have demolished and destroyed this place. We condemn all these activities that are being started by Ali Saud from past century, and it is continued. That is an evil that is being committed to destroy the history and to destroy the inheritance of Muslim Ummah. This is one of the cancers of the Islamic world, that we can see that this country, it does not care about that, and there are special agendas behind that. We need to think that, is that just a destruction of those places? Is that only because they want to destroy the shrines, and that is what their belief is? This Salafis, it's not a school, it is a political movement, and it has its background, where it started from, who is the master of this Salafi school of thought, and why it's been established. So we need to go back to the history and start thinking that what is the real root cause that this Salafi movement it started, and why they would like to do that in various countries. Why is this killing every day into the Muslim world? If we do not think about that, we will be making wrong judgments, and we will be coming to the wrong results. That is why I would like to request brothers and sisters that go back and look at the history, and do not look at this as a school of thought. Never look at Salafi school as a school of thought, because it's not a school of thought. It is a movement that has started, and it's continuously going towards its aims and objectives and fulfilling. Today, you can see a complete inclination between this school of thought and the imperialists. These are the people, they are burning the flag of Palestine. These are the people, they are standing against any value that Muslim Ummah has, and they would like to destroy all the values of the Muslim Ummah. In this regard, what I would like to advise the community and brothers and sisters, that in order to prioritize the issues, we can have few options. Once we say that every individual should prioritize what is their priority, so it's going to be chaos. We cannot give allowance to the community that every community member should decide what is the priority of the time. What is the priority? What is the most important issue of the time? Second, that we give in the hands of one organization or other organization, one alim and other alim, they decide what is priority, then also it's going to be chaos, because then priorities are going to be certain and several priorities. One center is going to decide about something, another center is going to decide about something else. We will not be able to form any unity between the Muslim Ummah. And third option can be that giving the priorities of our life, priorities of issues in the hands of institutions, that institution has to decide, leadership has to decide, giving in the hands of those who are responsible at this time for the issues of Islamic Ummah. And this seemed to be something that is practical, that if we combined our efforts and unify everything and stand with the leadership, whatever issue they prioritize, we stick with that and we follow that. And this is going to bring us unity. Otherwise, with the wishes and desire of the other people, that anybody says that this is our priority and we just follow and go with the flow, it is going to break us. And this is going to make us something that we will not be able to accomplish any task. And of course, enemies of Islam, they want to do that. Today, one of the most important missions of enemies of Islam, that they would like to divide us. They would like to keep us separated, segregated. And you can see the emails, for example, sometimes with the various names against the leader at the time when there are many other issues going on and very important issues that we can see that whole Muslim Ummah is under attack. But their priorities are something else. They would like to bring attention of people towards some other issues. And they call it, for example, Shia awareness. It's not Shia, it's Shia. It's like CIA. It's Shia awareness. Please don't call it as a Shia awareness, because this is something that other intelligence agencies, they would like to bring those issues within the minds of people, and they would like to divide them. And it's important for us that we need to be aware of that. We need to be aware of this awareness. Is this awareness or darkness? Whenever you see that somebody's attacking on the leadership, believe me that that is agent. If somebody's attacking on our institution, believe me that is agent. And they would like to do that because for them, unity of Muslim Ummah, that is coming, alhamdulillah. We are becoming united. Not only Muslim Ummah. At this time, oppressed people are uniting. One of the reflection of a point that we need to see that Israel is attacked, and we have seen it's almost 6 weeks that continuously Palestine is being attacked by the Israeli regime, and almost 1,500 people or more than that are being killed and martyred. How many are being wounded? Who can count that? This is just accounting that has been said. How many houses are being demolished? How many schools are being demolished? Nobody knows about that. Just recently, because of one of the schools that are being attacked, and many students that are being killed, and very first time United States have been able to condemn Israel. That is the very first time in all these 6 weeks that was continuous attack, United States have been able to say, I condemn. It's like when you love a child, and you have seen that he's a naughty child as well, and now you don't like to hit that child as well, and you slap politely and you say that, oh, don't do that anymore. So this is the situation that we can see. When they kill other people, thousands of people, nobody condemns. When they kill the ladies, then nobody condemns. But because they killed the children now, they attacked the school, now they have to be condemned. So is their criterion only the children are human being? What about rest of the human being? All those who are being attacked, why you don't condemn about that? And you have to just condemn because you'd like to show your face? With every bullet that goes to the Palestine today, the name of America is written over there. The name of president of this country is written over there. And today their hands are being with the blood of the Palestinian people. Brothers and sisters, but the benefit of that is awareness of the communities. and communities stand against Israel and becoming a unity within the world that they are standing against Israel. And second thing that is really important to see, a community that is standing for last 6 weeks or more than that, all the powers are being used, all the weapons are being used. Now Israel does not have any other option. Israel is completely stuck at this time. That after using all these weapons, they have not been able to surrender a nation. They have not been able to ask the nation that you should accept ceasefire. They are not been able to make them accept any of their demands. So what? Now what they can do? They are just stuck. If they go back, then it's their humiliation. If they continue, then their whole country is completely stuck at this time. It's not only that Palestinian nation is suffering, but Israel is suffering big time today. Israel is becoming a hated nation within the world. And even not only Muslims, but many other countries, for example, Venezuela, has declared as a terrorist state. So this is a success and victory for those who were saying this as a terrorist state. Now many other Western countries, they are announcing this country as a terrorist state. And they declared, they asked from the embassies to leave. They asked from their people to leave the country. So isn't that important that we can see today that Palestinian people are being successful? Their message is gone through to the world. But their resistance, it is a lesson. As leader has said, that one of the lessons that people they need to take is the lesson from the nation of Palestine, that they are standing from past 66 years, and today with full-fledged attack, they are resisting against Israel, and because they are resisting, they are strong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to support this nation as well. But for us, it's important that we have many abilities, many capabilities. We can take stand against issues. We are not weak. We should not feel weak. We have to feel that we are strong and we can resist. If in Karbala, only one personality, son of the Prophet, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, could stand in Karbala and take a stand against the Yazidis of the time, we need to be followers of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And we can stand also.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Today, thousands of people in Jordan, in the capital of Jordan, Amman, they stood against Israel. And they shouted against Israel. And that is another message that has been successfully been relayed to the other countries and the Muslim countries and Arab countries. They are standing with the Palestinian people. European countries also are asking continuously now that there has to be peace and we have to work for permanent peace between two countries. Another very interesting news that you can see on BBC, and that is Israel's Iron Dome, that is being one of the pride of Israel. It's been said that its data is being stolen, and it's been taken out by the Chinese. So they wanted to protect the country through this dome, and that is only when somebody is going to depend on the dome. So dome is being made by the people, and it's going to be destroyed by the people as well. But a nation, when it depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the big power for us, the big dome for us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe in Allah, and we believe that this dome is going to be destroyed as well. Dear brothers and sisters, as you all know that next week on Friday, Muslim Congress is opening its conference in Dallas with the name of Islamic Inheritance under attack by the Takfiris and Khawarij. I would like to request brothers and sisters to participate in that in order to show our solidarity with the people in Palestine, with the holy shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and in order to commemorate the day, which is day for the destruction of the holy shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. May Allah provide peace in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevail justice in this world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give long life to our leader and maraji. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the life of Islamic Republic. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.